You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Footer from MLB.com, and I'm here with Anthony DiComo, covers the Mets for MLB.com. And Anthony, as we head into the holidays and the new year, we kind of want to start looking ahead to spring training and how things are shaping up. And, of course, when it comes to the Mets rotation, there's not a whole lot that needs to be done. Even though they didn't get to their ultimate goal in the World Series, they certainly were a feared team because of how strong their rotation was. That doesn't seem to have changed heading into 2016.
No, not at all. I mean, really the only question for the Mets is, can they keep these guys healthy now? Coming off, for most of them anyways, innings totals that they've never before seen in their careers. Noah Syndergaard went well above and beyond. We don't know how he'll respond. Matt Harvey, obviously, coming off Tommy John surgery. We talked ad nauseum about how many innings he wound up throwing, and so on and so forth down the line. It's tough to keep pitching healthy in general. It's tough to keep young pitching healthy. It's tough to keep pitchers who throw really hard healthy, and all of these Mets pitchers throw really hard. So that's going to be the challenge for the Mets. But if these guys are healthy, there's no reason why they can't be productive for years and years to come. And then for the Mets, the issue becomes, when these guys get expensive through arbitration, Matt Harvey's the only one there, and he's there for the first time this year, but it's going to start coming up for these guys year after year. How do they keep this group together for as long as possible?
Yeah, so do they have reinforcements waiting in the wings? And as we know, I mean, you know, from an industry standpoint, when teams break from spring training and they have the 25-man roster set, of course, they're probably going to need more closer to the 40 guys that they had when it comes over the course of the season. So do they have, I guess guys that are coming up through the minor leagues or reinforcements, non-roster signings, they're going to have some starting pitching, I guess, waiting in the wings.
Well, the biggest thing that people forget about is Zach Wheeler, who once upon a time was probably the highest-rated pitching prospect of anyone the Mets have. So, you know, he's due back from Tommy John surgery in June, maybe July. You never quite know when these guys are going to get back. But theoretically, that's a huge boost. Even if he's inconsistent at first, as so many guys are coming back from Tommy John surgery, that's a big arm, a guy who, you know, has a pretty significant big league experience at this point and can help you out down the stretch. But beyond that, this wave of blue chip prospects that the Mets had is kind of done. It was Wheeler, it was Syndergaard, it was Harvey, it was Matt. DeGrom was a little bit of a surprise, so I won't put him in that category per se. But the Mets do have depth. They do have guys they like that can fill out the rotation. In Bartolo Colon, obviously, the veteran signing. They have Logan Verrett, Rafael Montero, Sean Gilmartin, guys who Mets fans are pretty familiar with at this point. Those are the guys you're going to see. Now what the Mets need to do is kind of start stockpiling pitching depth again in the minors, because you never have too much. And with some of the trades they made at the deadline in 2015, they sort of got rid of a lot of that B-level talent. Michael Fulmer comes to mind as the big one, one of the pitchers they gave away for Yoenis Céspedes. Sandy Alderson, since he took over as GM, has been extremely reticent to trade away starting pitching in any deal, even a deal that could purportedly help the team. This is why. You're never more than an injury or two away from having a really good rotation be an average rotation. The Mets are fully aware of that. They know what they accomplished in 2015. It is hard to do and harder still to keep together. So they're going to continue working as hard as they can through the draft, through international signings and all of that to stockpile this, so that when the Noah Syndergaards of the world and the Matt Harveys of the world and Jacob deGroms are ready to move on, they have another wave ready to come in and replace them.
Absolutely. Okay, Anthony, thank you. Good stuff. And Happy New Year. We'll talk to you in January. Thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.